So we prepare our hearts for worship. Would you hear these words from Psalm 139? O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from far away. You search out my path and my lying down. You're acquainted with all of my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, O Lord, you know it completely. You hem me in behind and before and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is so high, I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and settle at the farthest limits of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me and your right hand shall hold me fast. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me and the light around me become night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is as bright as the day, for darkness is as light to you. Would you pray with me? And so, living God, we join these words of the psalmist in declaring how good and mighty and beautiful and personal you are. Thank you that you have created each one of us in your image. And you have called each one of us beautiful, wonderful, and good. Thank you that you hold us in your hands. Thank you that even when we feel like we are running far from you, there you are, never leaving us, never forsaking us. Thank you that even in this dark season of the year, when the days sometimes feel so very short, that even darkness is light to you. Thank you that on this first Sunday after Christmas, still very much in the season of Christmas, we have reason to celebrate that Emmanuel, God is with us, the light has come, the light is in us, and this light will overcome darkness. And so here in this place, we've come to worship you again. We've come to draw near to your presence again. We've come to adore Christ again. And we've come to be changed by you, O God, again. So may all of those things happen in this place as we worship you together. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. If you'll open your Bibles to Psalm 139, the same psalm we heard at our call to worship this morning, we're going to hear the last two verses of that psalm, Psalm 139, verse 23. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. And so, living God, as we lean into your word, as we seek to actually engage your word this morning, would your spirit move freely among us, helping us hear what it is you want us to hear, and so you might help us be who it is you want us to be, and so you might help us do whatever it is you want us to do. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 139. It's a beautiful song. Some of you in this room, it's probably one of your favorite passages of Scripture. It is a song that reflects on God's goodness from the very first verse to the last. It says, God, you know me. You hem me in. You protect me. Even if I run from you, you do not leave me. God, when I think that the darkness is winning, I just remember that even dark is light to you. You overcome all the darkness. The psalmist says, God, you created me. You've given thought to every single detail of my being. You created me with beauty and with wonder. And you know all of my days here on earth, every breath I will take is in your hands. And the psalmist says, we didn't read this part, but it says, but God, there's still some hard stuff that I'm facing. He says, people are talking bad about me, God. My enemies are threatening to take me down. Please take care of them, God. But here's my heart, Lord. Search me and know me. More than that, help me search and know myself. Says, show me any place in me that is not on the path of life. Place that I am not in sync with you, God, and put my feet on solid ground. Grow my heart closer to you. Lead me more and more into life. Psalm 139, paraphrase. It's a beautiful song, and it is a beautiful prayer for any day of the year. You could start every day with that psalm, and you would be in a really good place. But it's especially a great song and a great prayer for this very last Sunday of the year. As 1 year's coming to a close and a new one is just on the horizon, it is good practice to slow down just a little bit and to check in on our relationship with God. In our life, as we know, all healthy relationships need a little bit of a check-in from time to time. If there's a relationship in your life that's important to you and you don't check in on it for years on end, that relationship's not going to last much longer. It's important that we take intentional time to set aside, to thank the other person for how they bless you, and to ask them if there's anything that they need from you, any way that you're not fulfilling your part of the relationship. You want to be sure that this relationship is working in all of its different areas. And it's really the same thing with us and God. It is good in our relationship with God that we stop ever so often and simply reflect back on how he's been good. And we say to him, God, I see what you did there, and thank you for it. And just like all of our other relationships, we need to chat with our God ever so often about where we maybe are miscommunicating, or where we're misunderstanding one another, or where we just don't feel as close as we once did. And so we can get back into communication and back into intimacy, the kind that our heart longed for. Or if our life with God, our relationship with God is already pretty healthy and pretty good, we still want to figure out how to make it even better. Because we know that any relationship in our life that isn't actively growing is stagnant, which is the first step to fading away. And we also know that we don't grow closer to God or anyone really by accident, do we? Nobody just wakes up one day knowing and loving God more than they ever expected to without having put in any kind of effort or any kind of intentionality to it. Relationships take some work, take some effort, take some want to, right? With God, we grow closer to him as we work through those ups in our relationship. And as we acknowledge and are honest about where maybe we've stopped growing in some places, and as we commit to real steps that will lead us forward into the life with him that our hearts really long for. Search me, God, and know me. Show me what's keeping me from being as close to you as possible. And lead me into more life than I have ever known in your presence before. That is the cry of the psalmist. That is the cry of my heart this last Sunday of the year. And if that is the cry of your heart, then you're in the right place. And if it's not, then just hang out. But I think it will be. We're going to end this year intentionally together. We're going to consider together our walk with God and what it really looked like this year. I'm going to take some time this morning to thank God for his goodness, maybe to lay before him some of the heaviness that we are carrying, maybe a chance to turn from some of the habits that this year really haven't served us all that well. All in this effort on this last Sunday to prepare our hearts for even greater depths with the living God in 2025. And it will happen in part because we've taken time to reflect on what really happened in our life with God in 2024. And so today, I'm just going to invite you to kind of tell the sermon with me. You don't have to do it out loud, but through participation, we're going to do a little heart check-in of sorts, a reflection together of what's been, so we will be ready for what will be. We're going to actually try to live out the invitation of Psalm 139. Search me, Lord, and know me, and show me the path of life. And so you've got to play along this morning. If you don't play along, then you're totally wasting your time. You should just go watch if there's a football game on. I don't even know if there is. Seahawks already played, but you should go watch it. Because if you're not going to play along, you're going to miss everything. So we're going to participate together. Are you ready? Yeah, we're good. All right. Take your little baggie out. You all got a baggie. If you didn't get a baggie, we've got ushers on the ready to make sure you've got a baggie. So if you need one, just put a hand in the air. There's a couple folks that need one. All right, take your baggies out. And first things, we need a baggie back here. This young one back here needs a baggie. All right, find the little baggie within the big baggie. I missized my baggies to start, so I had to go buy more. And within the baggie, I like saying baggies, find your little ruck. Find your ruck. That's the first part of your participation this morning. You all got your ruck? Hold your ruck up in the air. We like to mix things up the last Sunday of the year. All right. This rock represents a burden that you carried in 2024. And as of right now, it looks like you're going to be carrying it into 2025. But what if this morning God is inviting you to drop that weight? And so you have some space in your hands and in your heart for him to dream some new dreams in you. Matthew 11:28, Jesus says, "Come to me, you who are weary and carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." Do you really want to carry that same burden into a new year? Because Jesus' invitation is clear. It says, come to me and lay it at my feet so you can rest. Will you let him carry it so you might be free to walk wherever God wants to lead you this year? Because heavy burdens hold us back. We know that. It is hard to walk forward when you're dragging a big old rock around with you, is it not? Lay it down. Let Jesus carry that burden into 2025. On your rock, and I know you got to have tiny handwriting. That's part of the fun challenge. Use your little Sharpie, more like your knockoff Sharpie, to write down the burden that you do not want to carry into another year. You can just, if you can't fit the word, you can write just the letter or something that lets you know. The burden that you do not want to carry into another year. And once you write it down, just set your rock aside. At the invitation time, we're all going to have opportunity to come forward and literally put these rocks, lay these burdens at the altar. Walk a little lighter in 2025. Set it aside. Find in your baggie your olive wreath, your olive wreath. Like that dove that brought back to Noah an olive branch, letting him know that the flood was done and he had survived. This is your reminder of God's faithfulness in your life this year. All throughout scripture, the people of God are called before they do anything new with God to stop and remember God's faithfulness in their life up until now. Before the Israelites start their free life from the Egyptians, Egyptians, they have to stop and set up a memorial to remember God's faithfulness in getting them across the Red Sea and out of slavery. And before they then enter the Promised Land, they have to take stones out of the Jordan River, and there they set up another memorial so they will not forget how God fulfilled his promise. If you remember the Ark of the Covenant, one of the things they put inside of that ark was a jar of manna to remember how God had cared for them in the desert when they were so vulnerable and so fragile. If you begin to read through the Psalms, you see that so many of the Psalms recount God's goodness to his people across multiple generations. Psalm 105 is a great example of that. You can just jot that down somewhere to read this week. It's a beautiful psalm. And in this psalm, the psalmist cries out and says, "Sing to God, all you people, sing to God and tell of his wonderful acts together." It says, "Remember together the wonders that God has done among us, his people." And then the psalmist goes on to begin to name all of these really real ways that God has moved on behalf of his children. You see, we are not yet ready to enjoy all of the good things that God's got for us in the future until we have stopped and acknowledged what good things he has already done on our behalf up until now. And so let's spend a little time. This last Sunday of the year, maybe you'll spend more time in the days to come, but just a little time right now, seeing, paying attention to, naming God's faithfulness in our lives this year. On this olive wreath, would you just begin to name some of the real ways that God has been good to you in 2024? Real ways. Which prayers has God answered in your life this year? Maybe jot a few of those down. What dark nights did God lead you through? You were in the dark then. And maybe you're not in the dark at all anymore, or maybe you at least see that glimmer of light ahead. What dark nights has he led you through? What undeserved gifts of God's love have come your way this year? How's he brought you his joy, his peace, his hope, his love? What are real examples? What's your Psalm 105? Your real examples of I'm telling of the wonderful things he has done. In just 1 year in my life, here's how God has been faithful and good. When we acknowledge how blessed we are by the goodness of those who love us, they are even more eager to shower their goodness upon us. And it's the same with God. When we let him know just how much his love means to us, he's even more eager to shower more and more of that love upon us. So let us just take a moment to name his faithfulness in our lives this year. It's an act of worship. We get to worship together. Great is your faithfulness, O God. And I know you could spend all morning doing just that, could you not? But we've got more to do. So put a dot, 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 and come back to that in your quiet time this week. You're like, a quiet time? Try it. It's good. All right. Now find your post-it note. Your post-it note. One of God's greatest gifts to us is the gift of relationship. God has made us to be in community. We cannot really make it alone. We can try, but we cannot make it as whole beings alone. You know the famous Proverb 27:17, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. God has created us with this need, this want, this ability to actually help each other along on our journey of life and of faith. And so often, We forget that the people who care for our hearts day in and day out are some of God's greatest gifts of life and grace in our lives. We just take it for granted because they're just always there and they're just faithful. But not on the last Sunday of the year when we're letting our hearts do some good heart work. Today, we take a moment to remember the relationships in our lives that touched our hearts this year. The folks in our lives that we really do not want to do life without. And on your post-it note, would you just write a name, or maybe a few names, of people who in 2024 made your life richer? People who God blessed you with, who have helped you experience the love of Christ because of the way they loved you. They've loved you with the heart of Jesus. Their names should be on this paper. Post-it notes we use as reminders, right? And so see this post-it note as a reminder for your heart to send this person some kind of word of thanks before this year is up. It can just be as short of a word as fits on a post-it note. Just something, anything, something that says, I just need you to know before this year passes that my life was better this year because of you. And I give God thanks for you. We'll be ready to let these blessed relationships go even deeper in 2025 when we've taken the time to acknowledge the gift that they've been in 2024. And I fear, as I stand in this very place and do memorial services every year, one after another, I fear that way too often we wait until people are gone to tell them how much they really mean to us. What a shame. Who do we want to tell before this year is up? You mean the world to me. I saw Jesus through you this year. Do you got some names on your post-it note? If you think you're going to forget to do it, just send them a text right now. No one's going to shame you for texting in church. Just send them a text. Or jot down the message on this post-it note right here. And if they're in this room, just get up and go stick it to them. It'll be fine. We won't mind. We'd rather have, there you go, I like it. We'd rather have the distraction than let a real gift of relationship go unacknowledged, right? So just stick some post-it notes on some people today. If you need more, I'll find some more. We can just post-it note the whole church up before we go. But let them know. Let them know before the year is up. You have blessed my heart, and you've got to know that. You've got to know that. Now would you find the heart that's a puzzle? The heart that is a puzzle. I think I'm doing bingo. J34. The heart that's a puzzle. This is a relationship that in your heart of hearts today, you know needs some work. Some healing, some attention this year. We know that our Father's heart is for his children to live in unity together. God's heart is for those places where our hearts have been broken by others to be healed. It's for those places where we think that we are against one another, where resentment has snuck into our lives, for those places to be turned upside down and made right and made whole again. The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 in verses 15 through 19, 16 through 19. You can check those out. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Paul talks about this work of reconciliation. And he says in those verses, he says, since God did the really hard work in Christ to make things right between us and between him, he said, we as his same children now have the exact same calling to do the work to make things right between us and those that we are not living among as brothers and sisters. He said, if we are the people of God, we've got to live with the same heart of God, which is a heart of reconciliation of all of his people being one in the love of Christ Jesus. So what is one relationship in your life that wrapping up 2024 isn't where you know God hopes for it to be. Just one. We can only maybe do one at a time sometimes, right? Will you write it on this heart? These two puzzle pieces that have to fit together to be whole. And as you write that name down, no one else is going to see these names unless your spouse is being nosy, but they're not going to see it. As you write this name down, could this be a prayer in which you are inviting God right now, this very day, to initiate, to begin the work of healing in this relationship going into the new year? And what if this, just imagine, what if next year, at this very same Sunday, the person's name on this broken heart becomes the person written on the post-it note? What if? Because Gabriel told Mary, nothing shall be impossible with God. So why not this? Why not this? Could happen. Now the sheep. Can you find your sheep? With the sheep, we remember our good shepherd Jesus, how we are the sheep of his pasture. The words of Psalm 23 echo through our hearts and minds. We reflect on this God who loves to lead his sheep, his children, to the green pastures, the still waters. The God, the shepherd God, who has shown his nearness to us in the valleys and the shadow of death, who has held our hand until he has carried us through those darkest places. We remember as the sheep in his pasture that we have a God who has a seat for us at his table and says, you will dwell in my house forever and ever. A God who is near. A God who delights in loving his sheep. Would you take some time to think of at least one moment this past year when you felt the presence of the living God, your shepherd God, the most? One time in your life, in this past year, when you were absolutely certain that God was right there with you. A moment when you were just enveloped by his love. Maybe a moment when you heard his voice clear as day. And my friends, I pray you have a moment. If not, you already have a beautiful invitation for 2025. He's speaking and he is with you. And we will find ways to draw nearer and nearer to his presence if you'll stick in this place together. But would you think of one way when you just recognized his nearness? And would you name it? Because to recognize it and name it opens up the door for us to have more and more of it in the days ahead. And still with our little sheep, sometimes we know that we're a little bit like that one sheep of the 99, are we not? The one who sometimes on accident, sometimes on purpose, we just stray far away from our shepherd. And we find ourselves in these seasons when we just cannot hear his voice or see his face. And would you just think in this past year, just one time, when you really struggled to feel God's presence? It's good to be honest about these things. This is real relationship work with you and your God. When did you struggle to even know if he was there, if he cared? And could you just name it? That's July of 2024, or whenever I got that phone call. Or whenever I got word that I was losing that person, that job, when was it? We name it so that when we have these same moments next year, we will be able to tell our souls, "Fear not, my soul, for I have been here before." And the good shepherd, he left all those sheep and he came and he found me and he brought me home. And he will come and he will find me and he will bring me home again. Fear not, oh my soul, my Jesus is still here. Are you having fun on our work together? Do you like this or hate this? All right, the front row's in, as the front row should be. What about the back row? All right, we'll do. Finally, last thing, the rulers. You like it because you know how much of the sermon's left, right? You're like, all right, I know where we are. Finally, the rulers. The rulers, because we do not grow in relationships on accident. We might grow taller. We might definitely grow wider without thinking very much about it. But our hearts only grow in relationships when we do intentional work to be near those we love. And it is the same with our Jesus. We want to be closer to him than ever. We want to know him better than ever. We want to see his presence in our lives more than ever. We want to hear his voice more clearly than ever. We want to participate in his kingdom work more actively than ever. And if we do, which I hope we do, all we've got to do is make small but intentional steps to go deeper than ever. And so first, we just think of this year, 2024. And we ask ourselves honestly, am I closer to Christ today than I was at this point last year? Not when I was 12, unless you're 13, but to this point last year, in this 1 year, have I grown closer to Christ? I hope so. I hope we have. What is one way, just one way, that your relationship with God went deeper in 2024? One way. What's one reason why you're not in the exact same place with Christ that you were a year ago? What's one way you went deeper with your God this year? What did you do to grow in your spiritual life in 2024? Were you part of a discipleship group? Did you commit to prayer and scripture reading in a way that was new and fresh for you? Did you seek out a mentor, someone who was walking with Jesus that you just knew you needed to learn from? What intentional thing did you do in 2024 that helped you grow even a little bit deeper with Christ than where you were in 2023? And if you don't have anything, again, a beautiful invitation, because the new year's upon us. And boy, do we have some ways. Boy, do we have some ways to grow with him. And what is one way that you want to grow with Christ going forward? One real way. What's one thing that you can do in this very next year to just go a little deeper? To just know Jesus and love him a little more. To just get your hands a little bit dirtier in his work. To just step into your calling that he has for your life a little more seriously. To just face your relationship with the living God with just a little more intentionality. What's just one way your heart is longing to grow spiritually in 2025. Keep your rock out. Keep your rock handy. Put everything else back in the big bag, because it doesn't fit in the small bag. Learn that the hard way. Put all back in the big bag and take this bag home with you and put it somewhere where you are going to see it often in the months to come. And each time you see your bag, let this be your invitation to say to our God all year long, God, you still have permission to search me and know me. Thank you for our journey together thus far. Now, God, could we go farther and deeper still? Here in this bag, I am recognizing the work that you have been doing in me. I'm saying thank you. Here in this bag, I am naming the work that you are asking me to do with you. And I am saying, yes, God, I'm in. I'm on the journey too. With this bag, we are saying, God, this relationship with you is worthy of the time, of the investment, of the reflection, of the work. Thank you, God. And I'm still on the journey with you, God. And may it only get better as I let you search me and know me and lead me, God, into the path of life, God. So take this home. Here in the invitation time in a moment after the offering, I'm going to invite you to bring your rocks if you want to lay this burden down. If you don't want to carry whatever's on your rock into 2025, I invite you to the altar. There's a basket on each side. And just lay it at the feet of Jesus. Let him carry it as we finish up this year so you might be free in the next year to walk with him. Leave this here. Don't take this home. Leave this here. Take this home. Would you pray with me? Search me, O God, and know me. We've begun to actively live into this request this morning. Let us continue to dig deep into our hearts over the next couple of days, O God, offering you up all of the praise that you deserve for your goodness in our lives. Turning from the sins that have entangled us, laying down the burdens that weigh us down, and daring to dream the dreams you have for us in the year ahead. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.